Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome, everyone. Happy Saturday. This is Prosy's Corner, author Mara Prose. I'm your co-host, Nikki W. Today we have another fantastic Saturday morning show for you. We have author Elam B. King of Understanding a Man. He's been on several times with great discussions on relationships. And he has started a segment of Asking a Friend. So he's going to come on this morning and talk to us about some of the questions he's gotten from people, and maybe we'll get some questions from others. Good morning, Elam. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show again. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. it's always a pleasure, and so I appreciate you guys having me.
Of course. You've been very, very busy doing lots of big things lately. You want to fill us in on what's been going on?
Oh, man. I think since the last time we talked, there have been different panel events that I've held. And what I have the blessed opportunity of doing is partnering with different individuals. I had one here in Atlanta that was so much fun. And so it that was back in, I guess I want to say June. And, you know, we had a lot of fun with that one. It was on a Sunday. And then I've also had, also went to Vegas.
I saw that.
That was a month, yeah, that was about a month ago. And that one was a lot of fun as well. So, you know, it's just been, and I have one actually coming up on the 20th in Los Angeles. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. That's going to be with Aisha Goodall and also Alicia Harrison. And basically, in so many words, that's going to be a combination of yoga and some conversation. So it's called a sensual date night. So basically, we're going to have some couples, and they are basically going to. We're going to do a little yoga first, and then we're going to have a little conversation. So
that's different.
Yeah. So that's the key right there, to do something that's different.
Right.
And so that's going to be in Los Angeles on the 20th. So on the 20th. So. Other than that, just been little things here and there. I had a chance to be at the Women on the Move Summit. When was that?
Mm-hmm.
The last week before last. That was a lot of fun with Kim McNair. So, I mean, it's just been a blessing. If it sounds like I'm reaching and grabbing for events, I do, because it's like I'm always, you know, fortunately I'm always doing something. So,
yeah.
You know, and it's just really just, I'm just walking in the purpose of what I'm supposed to be doing, to be honest with you. So that's pretty much it for me.
That's why it's so easy. That's why it's so easy when you're walking in your purpose.
Yep. And yourself, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Okay. I'm starting a new job on the 22nd, except at a different position. I've been in my current position for 11 years, so
nice.
It's just a step up, and it's going to be something different and good. It's a good group of people I'll be working with, so.
Good.
Yeah. So that's my life. You want to tell us about how you got this asking for a friend. You started doing this.
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, it kind of started off as for fun. And just what happened is that people were asking me questions in my inbox about relationships, because when it comes to matters of the heart, to be honest with you, you know, a lot of times people are maybe a little reserved about it.
Right.
And so, you know, so
I'm
what they'll
sorry,
do is
I'm Mara, I just want to say hi. I'm on mute, but I'm here.
Hey, Mara, how are you?
Good.
Mara's here, everybody.
Hi, Prozis. Hi, followers. Hi, everybody. Love you all. I will try to wrap this up really, really fast. I'll be on soon.
Okay.
So, that's so funny. So, yeah, it started off with just people hitting me in my inbox, people hitting me on Instagram. Hey, you know, what do you think about this? So, you know, so I just named it Asking for a Friend. And in the beginning, people just was just like, these aren't real questions. These are really your questions. I said, oh, okay. And I just keep it moving. Like, it's kind of like, okay.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
People really do have these questions. Just because you don't, maybe you should be sitting there and listening, okay?
Right.
Instead of worrying about where to quote. What if all the questions did come from me? Now what? They're still real? You know, I mean, the question from last week, people were asking about, hey, you know, dealing with the mother-in-law and him constantly, you know, the guy constantly going back and asking, you know, talking to his mom or whatever. And so it was an issue with that. We've had, you know, the one that came from that I posted about a day or two ago, whereas, you know, after sex, okay, well, the man finished before the woman, and so he rolled over and went to sleep. And so the question was, should she feels some kind of way about that. Now, let's just say that was me coming up with that question. Well, I think all the ladies out there can attest to the fact that they've been probably in that situation. So,
right.
And if you haven't, just sit tight, and you will be in it. So, you know, it's kind of like, okay, so the person is asking for advice. I mean, so it's just people just waste time on little minor details where at the end of the day, this is something that you really want to ask and maybe know about for when you come across the situation. But that's the reason why that when it comes to matters of the heart, that's the reason why that we have the statistics that are 50% inside of the U.S. and 70% inside of the minority community, because people swear they know everything. So they don't want to go and get help. And then it's too late. Oh, by the time they want to do it, it's too late, and people only go to counseling at that point so that the counselor can tell the tell the other person what they need to do, not themselves.
I say that all the time. Everyone needs counseling.
Everybody needs counseling. We all need it. We all have something wrong with it. If you don't think you do, then that right there is a problem. So you need to get counseling on the fact that you don't think you need counseling. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
if you don't think you need counseling, then go get counseling for that.
Right.
Okay. But and I've had a chance of actually what did you say?
No, go ahead.
I actually had a chance, speaking of counseling, is kind of spinning this off into a coaching sessions. And so, you know, for couples, for pre-marriage counseling and things of that nature, I have, you know, had an opportunity of spinning my business into that as well. So I actually met with a client before this call. I'm meeting with one right after this call. And so and that's very rewarding for me, because I get a chance to share information with other people about, you know, what has helped me and hopefully be able to help them as well. So that one has been very, very, very rewarding. I never thought that I would be in the situation of being able to share my testimony, my story, and actually help people. That's what it is.
You think you and your wife would ever co-host any coaching together?
I don't think my wife really, that's like an area for her. I don't think she wants to touch it at all.
Okay.
I've made mention before, but I don't really think that she's down, so... it's kind of like, it's almost like if you asked me to teach.
Right.
She's a teacher. I can't stand kids like that. So, you know, I don't never want to be a teacher ever in life, not even for one class period. So.
What were you going to say, Mara?
Well, I was going to ask Imam, so with this asking for a friend. How did you start that? I mean, did they start inboxing you?
Really what it was. People sent me emails. People, you know, use social media. Hey, what do you think about this? And so I was, you know, I think I'm going to start wearing that T-shirt straight out of Free Advice. But
right.
So that's the next T-shirt that I'm about to get. But. You know, but I would come back and answer them or whatever, because one of the blessings that I've had a chance of stumbling into, I would basically say, is that, you know, if you ever want to start from step one of perhaps some of the reasons why that your relationship is not moving in the direction that you want it to, 9 times out of 10 it's because number one, people are not walking in their purpose. And when you're walking in your purpose, it creates a totally different type of person. Your level of gratitude, your level of happiness, which is a word that we all run into in our latter portion of the year, saying, oh, okay, we want to break up or get divorced from so-and-so because we're not happy. It is not your spouse's responsibility or your boyfriend's responsibility to make you happy. That's your responsibility. It's their responsibility to complement your happiness. So what I find inside of a lot of relationships is that a lot of people are not walking inside of their purpose, and then they're leaning on their spouse to complete an area that is virtually impossible for that person to complete. And so I want to just say to everybody that when it comes to what I'm doing from a coaching perspective, here's the question I always ask people when they say, okay, well, you know, I think I'm walking in my purpose, but I don't know. If you could do what you do for free, if all your bills were paid, would you do it for free? And my answer is yes. I could do this all day long. As long as my bills were paid, I could. And so that's what lets you know that you're walking, you know, when you do utilizing your talent, there's a level of positive energy that comes from that exudes to other people, and that actually exudes to your spouse as well. Because, we spend most of our time at work, 9 to 5, and that place can be draining or it can be adding value back to you. So when you walk through the door and you're at 0 and you expect your spouse to take you to 100, that's not possible. They're lucky if they can take you up 25%. So if you're walking in your purpose throughout the day, you're actually gaining fuel from what you're doing, so you're not as tired. So that's why at some point your body might need rest, but you're not hearing the constant phrase, I'm tired. So when you keep hearing somebody talking about I'm tired, that is a glaring sign that person is not walking in their purpose, because you won't be tired all the time. You won't. Sometimes you're just going to move just off of sheer energy. So, yeah.
Do you find, Elam, that you're getting asked, like, the same type of questions over and over? Or is there, like, some questions that have just come to you and you're like, wow, do I even want to touch this?
Well, every now and then I'll get a headbanger, all right? But, again, I guess because what I'm walking in from a purpose perspective, the only thing I'll have to do is wait a few seconds and let the Holy Spirit download what he or she wants me to have. And so once that happens, then I'm able to continue on. But, I mean, the top 3 reasons why that people get a divorce and or breakup is infidelity is number 1, finances is number 2, and communication is number 3. And communication and infidelity bounce back and forth between number 1 and number 3. Everybody wants to be grown until it's time to communicate. So a lot of times it comes down to just simply people having conversation. And so even the question yesterday, whereas, okay, the guy, you know, reaches climax before you, okay, well, you know, maybe the next day you need to have a conversation about that. Or, you know, if it's something that's ongoing and continuous, let them know, hey, you know, I'm not getting mine. Some people don't want to have that conversation. You just expect him to think that maybe he doesn't even know whether you had an orgasm or not. Maybe he figures that you did, so maybe he figures that you were good. So why not have the conversation with him? Hey, buddy, you're coming up short. We need to work on this. Why can't we have these conversations? But we're embarrassed to do it. Then we're mad and we're fussing and complaining to our friends, but we're like, did you talk to him about that? Okay, and if you talked to him once, did you talk to him about it again? Oh, and did you talk to him about it again? What makes you think that a partnership that's for lifetime, that you can just have a conversation about something one time and it just gets fixed? Well, where do you have a conversation with anybody once and they get it? Not a child, not a grown-up, on average. So, yes, certain conversations, yeah, maybe you can grab a hold of, but I'm just saying, you're talking about a lifetime. Sometimes you're going to have to follow back up, have another conversation about it. Maybe you need to switch it up. You just figure that your stuff turns into sunshine, right? And that, you know, and so does everybody, right? Everybody thinks their stuff is the best, right? But why not have conversation about this so that we know that we're on the same page? Hey, you know what? If you didn't reach your, you know, climax during this time, okay, follow up. So next time he knows that he's got to put in a little bit of extra work, or she got to put in some extra work. So
right.
So, Elam, so can you share, like, a recent question with us and how you advise them?
Yeah, well, that was the one from yesterday. And I normally turn around and I post it, so I haven't posted yet. But you're going to hear me talk about bottom line is that this is really simple. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
Why is it difficult for us to have a sexual or intimate conversation? It should not be difficult for couples to have that.
No.
And if
that's
it
true.
Is, well, then grow up. You know, everybody's grown until it's time to communicate. You just think that he's just supposed to know your body? No. Half of the time, you don't even know your own body.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even know some of the things that it takes to get you to that level. So, you know, it takes two to make a thing go right. That's real. Okay, it's not just a song. That's real. So do your part, and then your part does come along with communication. So that's when I respond back. I normally wait a couple of days because it gets a little buzz on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And certain conversations is just funny, like this one. I didn't get too many responses because there's a lot of people who don't even have an answer, so they're sitting there waiting for it. So they don't know, so they're not saying anything. So
right.
And that's okay. At least some people are listening. So, I mean, here's the thing. If we're going to get these communities right, we got to get these relationships right. If we got to get these relationships right, we got to get ourselves right. So, you know, when something happens in these streets and we get cut down, people are quick to hashtag whose lives matter. And then when you're really talking about what's for the cause, like simple communication, that's how you can do your part. You might not have any volunteer hours, okay? You might not tithe. You might not give back to your community. Just from a volunteering perspective, right? Okay, how about you give back to the community by staying together? Create children with higher self-esteem. Create children with more self-worth. That comes from when mom and dad are in the home. That's you know, I know different people have different sexual preferences. That's all good. The stats that speak right now is that when mom and dad are in the home, it produces stronger children. That's how you can help your community. Produce stronger children by just staying together.
So,
and that comes from.
Why do you think it's so hard for us to communicate, though? Why is that so hard in relationships?
Well, I'm going to give you a conversation that I had yesterday. All right. So let's just take the love languages, right? Right. So you guys know about the love languages?
Yeah.
There's five of them. There's five love languages. Anybody listening, just go to Google and Google them, right? All right. So me and Mara are dating, right? And so when we're dating, what I'm doing is that, you know, you have to understand, in order for you to start loving me, in order for you to like me, right, I'm going to start doing all five buckets of the love language, right? I'm buying you things. I'm complimenting you. I'm, you know, coming, you know, maybe changing the oil on your car, acts of kindness, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, we're having relations or whatever from a physical touch perspective. I'm spending quality time. So I'm hitting all the buckets, right? So you're feeling me. Now, I don't know what my love language is, and you don't know what yours is, but I'm hitting all these buckets that society says you're supposed to do. Do something for the person, you know, be nice, you know, if you have sex or whatever, have some type of intimacy relationship, all these different buckets, right? Okay, now, when we hook up, and then, you know what, now you love me, right? Now we get married, right? Okay, but now after you get married, you settle into really what was always your love language. So your love language was one of those five that I was hitting, but I don't know which one was the biggest one because I'm hitting all five buckets, right? But after we get married, now you're going to go to who you really are, and that bucket might just be quality time. Now, once you settle into what your love language is, I'm still hitting all the buckets, or maybe I'm only hitting two or three buckets, but I'm missing the quality time. That's why you turn around and you hear somebody say, you've changed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't change. You just didn't know what really made this person hit on all cylinders because you were hitting all the buckets. So you never found out really how to love the person. You never really found out how you can be loved. So now you're married and it's 2-3 years later and you're saying that the person has changed. They haven't really changed. They remain who they always were. You just didn't have the tools to identify exactly the way to love this person or receive love because simultaneously the other person is missing your bucket too. They don't understand which one it is. So you've never changed. You were just who you were. You just were not intentional in your dating. So if you're not intentionally dating, then you walk into a marriage and you don't know what's going on. God forbid if you've missed pre-marriage counseling where some of this would have came out and been identified.
Mm-hmm.
So not investing the time to even read, let alone to spend a little change for a seminar or a workshop to identify who we really are. We swear we know us, and we don't. We don't know ourselves. So that's the reason why. I mean, the stats are what they are, 50% in the U.S., 70% in the minority community. So you're walking into a game, okay, which is marriage. It's a game, okay, just like dating. It's a game. So you're, any other place, any other team, when they have a 70% chance of losing, how do they practice the week before? How do they practice 2 weeks before with intensity? Because there's a very high probability of them losing the game. So we'll do that with sports. And if you have a 70% chance of not getting the interview, you will interview harder. You will study harder. If you have a 70% chance of not passing the test, you will study harder. But when it comes to our relationships, we have a 70% chance of losing, and we don't even want to do counseling. We don't even have a mentor. And this is a lifetime decision, the biggest business and emotional decision that you will ever make. It will affect everything forever. And we don't have a coach. We don't have a mentor. We don't have counseling.
But
and we're not trained.
People just don't think of it as a long term.
Yeah, they don't. They just think that, you know, we're going to fall in love and get married.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. We're having a good time. And then, oh, man, we don't like each other. Let's get a divorce.
And we got all these options that are out here, right? Like divorce is cheap.
Yeah.
It's not cheap mentally.
Yeah.
It's not cheap physically. It's not cheap financially, period.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so we have to think about, and that's part of it is that the baby boomers, you know, even though they remain tough in their marriages, they did not pass on an understanding, okay, of how we really want to, there were some key tools that were missed because they were of the era of you just get together and you just stay together forever. Hate them or love them.
Right.
But now, because there's so much information, we're in the information age and people feel like they have options, they have choices. And you really do. But your options and your choices start while you're intentionally dating. You don't just date to date. If you're not ready to date, just don't date. Just go keep trying to be great. Go walk in your purpose first. Go get on the path of walking towards that first. Fall in love and get married. That's BS. You don't fall in love. That's how you mess up. Because if you've fallen, falling means you weren't headed for it. You didn't know it was coming. Well, why? Why didn't you know? You're putting your time and energy into somebody else. Time, the one thing that you will never get back. And you're not going to date intentionally? No, you should be allowing yourself to be loved and love. You be intentional about it so you know, okay, this is the person that, you know, they're hitting these different buckets that I like, different areas. They can give and receive my love language. Okay, let me allow myself to fall for this person. I mean, excuse me, let me allow myself to love this person.
Yeah.
Not fall in love and get married. Come on. That's like meeting Prince Charming and then you ride off and everything's all good forever. That's, come on. We're grown now. We know that's BS.
Yeah.
That's like getting a job and climbing the corporate ladder and becoming a president. That's BS. I mean, come on. We got to look at these narratives that are out here that we see that we're like, oh, no, that's not real. But when it comes to matters of the heart, we're like, oh, no. And we want the little – that's why so many people were watching the marriage of the little lady overseas, the princess. They're like, oh, it's such a love story. You know what? Because people caught up in the drama of it. They don't recognize what's the real behind this thing. That's why that stuff sells. That's why Match.com will make money forever. Because people really feel like that they can match themselves up with somebody and it's going to work. No.
We have about 3 minutes and or so. I don't want it to cut you off. No. I don't want it to cut you off. I want you to be able to get your information out there so people can be able to contact you and still buy your book.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you can definitely follow me on social media, Elam B. King, on Instagram and on Facebook as well. That's my personal Facebook. And also we have Understanding a Man fan page. You can just follow us on Understanding a Man. And you can, of course, go to understandingaman.com. And the book is $17.99. And we will get it shipped off to you as soon as possible, signed copy and shipped off to you. You know, you guys, I want to thank you so much because you know, it's always fun to come on. I guess I can get a little diarrhea of the mouth sometimes and just go, but this
but
is just a topic
about
that
it, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, people know where you're coming from. They can understand. So they were like, you know, I'll buy this man's book because he's passionate about this.
Yeah, so yeah, so and it's so much fun. I never expected to have this much fun, and impacting lives. It's just God driven. So I'm excited for what's to come. I have another book coming out called Conversations for Your Soul. It's a collaboration with two other authors, Deidre Allen and Monica Elam, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. And stay tuned. There's going to be another Understanding of Man coming in the spring. So shh.
Wow. Busy. We thank you, Elam, once again. You're always a pleasure when you come on. We love your conversations.
Thank you for having me.
I try to answer your single people questions when you pop them up asking for a friend. I can't answer nothing for married couples. So, but they're fun. I mean, I'm glad you post them.
I appreciate it. I mean, when you got people at church that come up to you and say, I'm so excited for you asking for a friend. It does so much for me, so thank you so much. I'm like, huh? All right.
Okay.
Yep, so thank you,
guys. Have a great Saturday. I know you have another call right after this.
Yeah. I mean, the fun stuff. So thank you guys so much for having me, though.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Take care.